Holy Grail. Let it spill. Let it move in me, churn my intestines, realigning my matrix, releasing the gnawing dead thing tethered to my spine. A butterfly sailing, two cardinal mates nest building, a golden pup leaning against my thigh, a squirrel staring close, deliberately, eye to eye. God is my master. God is my loving parent. This scar will remain, but the wound is sealed and the penicillin taken. For I know love, the fairy tale soulmate dream, and I have held it and kissed it now for 30 years. It has borne offspring, children who are no longer children, who dream one day of children of their own. He calls me a master. I call him the most wondrous being I have ever known. And we have walked together through such horrors that when they did not destroy, did irrevocably demean. Through the rocky edge of decline and crash, and the kidnapped stride of so many happy moods. Learning that joy is not always arising above, but is more often a plain bread steady receiving, is love that speaks and speaks and never overstates or loses a word, learning that we are rich and have never been forsaken, honoring this purple flower amongst the weeds, dedicated to this legendary love in the day-to-day, in the tragedies of death, infant illnesses, and precious dreams deformed, collapsed. Let it spill. I am already overflowing. Let it clean what has not yet been cleaned. I see the gift given, this greatest of all visions manifested that has braved itself to fruition over many lifetimes. I see, and now I am free. Seeing we are already and have been for so long, since the day our eyes locked electrified eternal, and our bodies were swept into that pure bliss oblivion Shangri-La vortex, still dancing in the meadow, ripe with music, when we knew with certainty all our prayers were answered, felt the quenching of our unbearable mutual loneliness, as we twirled and we danced, divinely infused with an ongoing source of strength, restoration, and river blaze.